current news. I'm John Scott. California's largest wildfire of the year still blazing across the western U.S. Park Fire PIO Sheila Larson.
The Park Fire is currently 397,629 acres. We have it 24% contained, and we have 6,375 resources assigned to the fire.
The blaze started at a wilderness park in the Sierra Nevada foothills east of Chico. The fire's push northward has brought it toward the rugged lava rock landscape surrounding Lassen Volcanic National Park, which has been closed due to the threat. Also at SRNnews.com, one member of the House panel that will investigate the attempted assassination of Donald Trump says he'll focus on the training of Secret Service agents. Bob Agnew reports.
Congressman David Joyce says the close call cannot be blamed on a shortage of resources.
They have the people. It's whether or not the people are properly trained.
Joyce telling the Salem Radio Network the lapses that occurred on July 13th were so glaring as to be hard to fathom.
And the idea that they would let somebody inside the perimeter like this or just defer to local law enforcement without having a walkthrough and knowing where everybody's at?
Congressman Joyce is part of the 13-member bipartisan House panel that will investigate the attempted assassination. Bob Agnew reported.
Meanwhile, in a press conference last hour, Acting Secret Service Director Ronald Rowe said the shooting incident at the Trump rally was a Secret Service failure. On Wall Street, stocks have been sinking like a lead balloon on worries the U.S. economy could be cracking under the weight of high interest rates meant to whip inflation. The Dow is now down 779 points, the NASDAQ losing 473. This is SRN News. The Bible will be added to lesson plans in Oklahoma's public schools.
In a move mandated by state lawmakers this summer, Oklahoma will incorporate the Bible into school lesson plans. The state issued new guidance saying teachers should focus on the Bible's historical, literary, artistic, and musical influences. Superintendent of Public Instruction Ryan Walters told the Washington Examiner, quote, "The woke radicals will not like it. They will not believe it. However, they will teach it in Oklahoma." Greg Clugston, SRN News.
A Nigerian bishop in the United Methodist Church has resigned from his position in protest of the denomination's stance on homosexuality. The UMC has been split after allowing same-sex marriage. In a letter, Nigerian Bishop John Wesley Johanna wrote that he and all the delegates in the Nigerian Episcopal area were leaving the UMC and joining the more conservative Global Methodist Church. This is SRN News. There's an air of caution as Israelis mark the Sabbath. We have the latest from the Media Line's Michael Friedson.
Israel's weekly anticipation of the Sabbath at sundown on Friday is moving noticeably off-center as room for the en masse expectation of an attempted retaliation sweeps the nation. The killings of Hamas political chief Ismail Haniyeh, brazenly carried out on terror patron Iran's home field by an explosive device secreted in his VIP guest quarters some time ago, and the aerial strike that eliminated senior Hezbollah commander Fuad Shukr in the proxy capital city of Beirut, add embarrassment and humiliation to the already skyrocketing anger behind the calls for reaction in kind. A familiar form of Mideast gallows humor has overtaken conversations as the nation navigates the weekend with caution. I'm Michael Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and SRNnews.com.